And the years go flying by. I hope you smile if I ever cross your mind. It was a pleasure of my life, and I cherished every time. And my whole world, it begins and ends with you on that highway 20 ride.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The president responding to the Supreme Court immunity decision, saying in a White House address that the ruling means there are now no limits on what a president can do.
This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
Just hours after the ruling, Donald Trump moved to have his hush money conviction overturned, citing the fact that the jury saw evidence they think should have been protected by presidential immunity. The Israeli army ordering a mass evacuation of Khan Yunis, a sign of a new ground assault could be coming to Gaza's second largest city. Hurricane Beryl, now a Category 5 storm. It is expected to weaken as it passes through Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. New York Times study suggests the pandemic has hindered the learning and development of the youngest Americans, who are now behind, they say, in some critical areas. This is ABC News. Thousands in Northern California being warned their power may go out over the next few days. The power company saying windy conditions may force it to cut power to try to cut back on the risk of downed wires sparking wildfires. New questions over a new way to vape and whether it might get kids hooked.
It's called Sensa, a nicotine-free e-cigarette. Tobacco maker R.J. Reynolds says it'll market the product to adults 21 and older, but the campaign for tobacco-free kids isn't buying it. It says with fun-sounding fruit flavors like watermelon frost and berry fusion and brightly colored packaging, the product is targeted at kids and teens. The Wall Street Journal says regulating Sensa would be something of a gray area since it doesn't contain nicotine, the addictive chemical in tobacco. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And if you ever wanted to buy a basketball team, now's your chance to get a world champion. The majority owner of the Boston Celtics planning to put out a controlling stake of the team up for sale. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are Mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Three children and three adults were killed in a fire in Nisida early Sunday morning. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says the state fire marshal and the State Department of Justice are investigating what appears to be an accidental fire. Firefighters from Nisida and New Lisbon fought the blaze for 5 hours. Milwaukee Public Schools is projected to receive $81 million less in general aid for the coming school year. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction said Monday the decrease from the previous year is mostly due to past overpayments after the district failed to properly report financial data to the state. And speeding, we can live without it, is the slogan of the new anti-speeding campaign in Milwaukee. That campaign encourages people to slow down and drive the speed limit, report speeding and reckless driving, and share stories of how that's impacted them and their families. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Ugh, kitchen ants, runaway roaches, a spider! Relax, just use Zevo. Zevo bug sprays use essential oils to eliminate those pests and up to 20 household insects. Plus, Zevo is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Just spritz the bugs and wipe them away. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. Words and phrases you'll actually use. So when someone asks,
"How's your French going?"
you can say,
"Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue."
Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms today. Our high right around 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the south gusting to 25 this morning, but the wind will die down later this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 83. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you really want to know, she comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him. She's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. She won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again,
Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, and I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, and I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, and I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Q102.
keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Head felt dense. I splashed it with water, trying to make it make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen. She was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just give me that wink. And slam, bam, I'm feeling all right. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink. All she's got to do is just give me that wink. Every time when my brain starts smoking and I can't even think, all she's gotta do is just give me that wing. Slam, bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need a psychoanalyzer, have a stiff drink. All she's gotta do is just give me that wing. World, it may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just to give me that wing.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Neil McCoy and Wink here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. And good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low 60s this morning. We're expecting rain once again today and even into tonight. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Riley Smith is in this hour for our newsmaker segment, talking about that USDA crop and acreage report from Friday and some of the ramifications on that. And also, we'll have a Dairy Radio Now as well. They are coming up in just a couple minutes. Don't forget, we are getting ready for the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, and that is coming up next week, July 10th through the 14th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. And once again, we will be having on our YouTube channel the dairy, beef, and swine shows, and we'll also be having the livestock auctions as well. So be looking for those. We'll have them on our live streaming page of our website as well. Looking forward to another fun fair season. We kick it off next week in Chippewa Falls. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned,
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Participating in carbon insets, our topic today on our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers. We hear from Patrick Wood, founder and GM of Ag Methane Advisors, LLC.
I'm going to be talking about participating in carbon insetting programs. We're Ag Methane is a small consulting firm. We're based in Vermont. We work with farms all across the U.S., and we've been doing this for 17 years. And essentially what we do is we help dairies generate carbon credits. Folks may have heard about carbon offsets, and really there's a significant distinction between offsets and insets. The term offset or inset, really which term applies depends upon how that commodity the farm is selling is used. So if it's used outside of, say, the dairy supply chain, if somebody reduces methane emissions and sells it to an airline, then that's more likely to be an offset. If, however, in the dairy supply chain, somebody wants to reduce their emissions and has made commitments to reduce their emissions and is providing an incentive for their suppliers, the farms, to reduce those emissions, then that would be in their supply chain, and therefore it's called an inset. Lots of global consumer product group firms are making net zero commitments. And a net zero commitment is when they say, we're going to have our carbon footprint no longer be increasing by a certain date in the future. Often that's typically around 2045. So the U.S. dairy industry, DMI, has made net zero commitments. And so they are facilitating this transition to producing low carbon milk. And I think a real big question is this good for dairy farms in general? It's likely going to be good for milk marketing. It's likely going to be good for the climate. But is it good for dairy farms? And as long as it leads to added value and profit, not additional costs. And there's good reasons to be concerned that it would lead to additional cost or obligation or mandates, but also there's ways to make it profitable. And so in general, just when creating these carbon assets, recommend that farms work with their trusted advisors. Everybody from agronomists are getting more and more knowledgeable, to their nutritionists, to carbon consultants. So it may be obvious to align with your co-op or processor if they have a great program that seems like it's going to be a really good fit for you. Wonderful. But I think it's also important not to just take the first option that comes to you and to think critically about it and to be informed and know what you're getting into. In particular, if your co-op or processor doesn't have a program yet, lots of them are still developing these programs. What can you do then to still tap into these new opportunities? There are lots of programs to participate in carbon markets active now. This is not something that is 3 years, 5 years down the road. This is really out there now, and trying to figure out how to integrate it into your business is something to spend time on, in my opinion. Often a great way to start is to start with a greenhouse gas inventory, because you can only manage what you can measure. And PDPW has the Your Farm, Your Footprint program, which would be one great way to do that. We know the emissions primarily come from manure management. And if you manage your manure in a liquid storage environment like a lagoon or slurry pit, you're going to have a lot more emissions than in a dry lot. In addition, we know that enteric methane emissions are high. So a lot of those high-level answers are already known. That said, it can still be valuable, very valuable for farms to know specifically on their farm, how do these things fit in? There are industry-led efforts, which are great and wonderful in the interest of the whole industry. At the same time, I know some farms who are skeptical of those and want to figure out ways to do it on their own so they can see what the outcome is first before their information gets shared too far up the chain. So trying to figure out where you fit into that. And if it is something you want to do on your own and have more control over the results, figuring out the most efficient way to do that.
Patrick Wood is founder and general manager of Ag Methane Advisors, LLC, from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. Sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. An American girl. An American girl. Well, she's got
my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Charlie Rich and the Most Beautiful Girl here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikin, 60 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, August milk down 7 to 20 even. September, October, November all steady. September at 2034, October 2021, November 1998. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2 3/4 to 185 1/4. 40-pound blocks down 1 to 190. 2 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 1/4 to 313 3/4, no trades. Graded non-fat dry milk down 1/4 to 118, 1 trade on the day. Dry weigh steady at 49 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, look for that lower to choppy trade continue today as the trade's still concerned. It's a holiday shortened week. We also have really a lack of cash markets, especially in the cattle markets. And that has really led traders to pull back on trying to raise prices. Now, they had triple digit losses yesterday. There could be some short covering, though, as some traders may believe the losses were overdone. Hogs, though, lower pork cutout values yesterday continued to lead to another decline in hogs. Many contracts set a triple digit loss. Could be some short covering it today, but again, the trade really is concerned about that consumer demand. August live cattle opened the day at 184.27, October 184.15, December 185.55. August feeder cattle open at 257.37, September 257.95, October 258.17. July hogs open at 89.20, August 88.17, October at 74.10. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn and soybeans moving sharply higher. The rain continues in portions of the northern and western corn and soybean belts, and that is helping to provide some pressure in the markets. Might be too much rain. There's also still that lack of rain as well in portions of the eastern belt. Again, some of the strength in soybean oil and soybean meal really helping soybeans early this morning, as well as those products continue to move higher. Wheat markets moving mostly lower this morning, a little bit of harvest pressure and a profit-taking setback as well after yesterday's big gains due to strength in European wheat. July corn up 2 3/4 this morning to 401. September up 2 1/2 to 409 1/2. New crop up 2 1/4 to 422 3/4. July beans up 11 1/2 to 1171. August up 11 3/4 to 1157 3/4. September up 8 1/4 to 1115 3/4. New crop up 7 1/4 to 1118 1/4. July soybean meal up 250 to 368.20. And August soybean oil up 48 cents to 46.51. Chicago wheat, September down 7 1/2 to 582 3/4. December down 7 to 605 1/2. Minneapolis wheat at July steady at 628. September down 2 1/2 to 629 3/4. Energy markets this morning are higher. August crude oil up 72 cents to 84.10. September up 66 cents to 82.98. August gas up 3 cents to 260. September now up 3 cents as well to 256. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osteoplastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Grain bids from Allied Cooperative Durand, cash August and September, corn 355, new crop 366, cash beans at 1096, new crop 1031. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 382, August 377, September 372, new crop 375 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash in August, corn 382, new crop 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 355, new crop 365, cash beans 1094, new crop 1036. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 369, new crop 370, cash beans 1089, new crop at 1026. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 390, new crop 375, cash beans 1135, August 1118, new crop 1052. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 357, new crop 365, cash beans 1101, new crop 1039. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 176 to 197, Holstein fed cattle 156 to 180, market cows 115 to 135, bulls 135 to 165, calves 250 to 935, beef steers 174 to 375, Holstein steers 172 to 382. Sheep markets: market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 250 and down, ewes 150 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets: does 210 and down, bucks 255 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Summer's on, and so are the deals at Target's 4th of July sale.
Let's go.
Celebrate with 30% off 12 packs of soda when you buy three with Target Circle. Or get Doritos chips on sale, two for $6.
I love it.
Then make it a party with sprinkles. Select favorite day treats dressed in red, white, and blue are 20% off with Target Circle. And save even more. We've lowered prices on many summer faves like Up and Up sunscreen, Tillamook ice cream, Honest Kids juice boxes, and more. Target's 4th of July sale ends Saturday. Restrictions apply.
I love it.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the moon is bright on a Saturday night, there's a thousand stars in the sky. On a winding road, her memory flows. She'll face her back.
She wants to go back. She opens her heart to an old memory. She closes her eyes and she smiles. Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me.
She'll say every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
She hasn't yet. Not a single day goes by. That feeling again reminds her of when I held her tight.
It felt so right. She opens her heart to an old memory. She Just ask her if she ever still thinks about me. She says, every once in a while. Every once in a while.
Country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Keep rolling.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Report day was a rough one last week for the grain markets. Riley Smith has more.
The quarterly grain stocks report had a bearish tilt to it as most of the numbers came in higher than expected. The acreage report had an even greater bear effect to the grains as both corn and beans came in differently than what was predicted. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown of the quarterly grain stocks.
Well, the grain stocks side of things was actually a little bit bearish across the board. The corn stocks, this is the measure of the pile of corn from leftover from last year as of June 1st, came in at just shy of 5 billion bushels, 4.993. That was 120 million bushels higher than what the average guess was. So we're going to slide to the bear side on that side. On the corn or on the soybean side of things, 970 million bushels. That was 8 million bushels higher than the average guess. So again, we're going to slide a little bit to the bear side here. And then on the wheat side of things, it was again higher, 18 million bushels higher at 702. So nothing that was egregious except for that corn number. The beans, the wheat were not terrible on stocks.
On the acreage report, McBride said corn was higher than expected, while beans came in lower.
When you go to the acreage side, we did what we always do, which is we underestimated the corn, we overestimated the beans. So we were looking for an increase of about 300 to 320 million, or 300 to 320,000 acres on corn. And we increased by 1.4 million to 91.475 million acres. On the bean side of things, we were looking for about a 200, 250,000 acre increase. And we decreased by 400,000 to 86.1 million acres. So overall, you see a friendly bump out of the beans. Now everything's kind of backing it off with that. So it's some pressure coming into the corn with the larger acre number, the stocks number being higher than expected. So you put a negative spin to this corn market. You saw a nice move out of the beans that's kind of fading as we go into the end of the day here.
McBride said this is particularly detrimental to the corn market, which is already facing a significant amount of pressure.
Not exactly what we're wanting to see out of a corn market that's been under pressure. Essentially, the last 7 days has been down. We're starting to run into some technical areas where we could find support, but nothing's really changed. We're still looking at at a negative market that at this point, any kind of a rally is going to need to be sold. We just don't have a reason to see higher prices.
McBride added that pollination will be the next focus of the markets, as that part of the growing season will be taking place during July.
Now, everybody's going to want to look and say, well, what about this? What about the drown out acres? What about some of those areas that were damaged or were a little bit behind and then had drought in the east? That's not a here and now conversation. Well, the next thing that we really want to focus on is going to be pollination. And if we are hot and dry going to pollination, maybe there could be an issue, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the funds have to go back long. We could just see them lighten up on their position. But even that is still them just saying, hey, let's take a little bit of profit at that point and then come back in and sell it once they know we have a crop.
That again was Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
Thanks, Riley. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
The wet weather will continue. Weather forecast, it only looks like tomorrow will be the only dry day. And then more rain will show up for the 4th of July holiday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. 50% chance of showers and storms. High 71 to 76. Relative humidity is at 73 to 78%. South winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. 50% chance. We'll have lows 58 to 63, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, anywhere from 5/100 to 1/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 79 to 84, relative humidities at 48 to 53%, west winds at 5 to 10. We'll see 14 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, becoming cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. Friday, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. And for Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA Award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Many species of wildlife nest and raise their young in hay fields during prime hay cutting time. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Have your hay and keep the critters safe too as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
In many parts of the country, hay harvesting happens simultaneously with wildlife nesting and brooding in the hay field. This creates a conflict with grassland birds, rabbits, deer, and other animals trying to raise their young. Pat Kaiser is the director of the Center for Native Grasslands Management at the University of Tennessee. If you're out cutting hay during this time, he recommends moving slowly and looking ahead. Use a flushing bar on your machinery to nudge wildlife out of harm's way and alter the cutting pattern.
We have a tendency to start around the edges and work to the middle. And for some critters, you know, rabbits and deer, the fawns, it's problematic. But if we are able to, depending on how the hay field lays, start maybe more toward the middle and work our way out, that gives the wildlife a chance to flush and get to some cover.
Cool season grasses such as fescue, orchard grass, timothy, and brum are at their prime for hay harvest right in the middle of nesting season. He says an alternative is to grow native warm season grasses as a hay production tool.
Things like big blue stem and Indian grass don't need to be harvested for hay until after the peak of the nesting season. So what we found is those later cutting dates have a lot less impact on nest success because so many of the nests are already off, and we still wind up getting good quality hay and not having to compromise. And in fact, some of those warm season species actually produce more hay per acre than our cool season species.
If you have several fields to harvest, save the fields closest to wetlands and CRP acreage for last because they will likely have a higher nesting density. Learn more about balancing the hay harvest with wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Last night, baby.